Blog Talk Radio.
He promised me he will
deliver.
He promised me he will
deliver.
And I believe he will
deliver.
Yes, I believe.
You're listening to the Spirit Alive Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone.
Thank you.
I'm Apostle Shalene Cook, founder of the Spirit Alive Network, And on behalf of myself and all of the anointed Spirit Alive servant leaders present, we would like to welcome you all here tonight because we are so excited to be hosting All Nations Push Prayer Conference. Hallelujah. So we are just grateful to God what he is doing through Apostle Zeta Flowers and her beautiful ministry. So right now what we are going to do is we are going to have a second selection. So I'd like to welcome you all. Sit back, relax, and get ready to just praise the Lord along with us. Amen. And now, brothers, my brothers and sisters, the founder of All Nations Christian Fellowship, Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen.
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 God bless you all. I'm excited about praying tonight, and just had a few people that I had to check in with. I got one last minute that couldn't do it, but we're going to go on because it's always right to pray, no matter when or no matter what. All right. Welcome to the PUSH conference tonight, which actually stands for Pray Until Something Happens. We try to do it at least twice a year, and so far that's what we're doing. All right. So I'm going to name off the people that I have on the list quickly. The first one was Reverend Lori Taylor, unable to be with us tonight. The next one is Melanie Braggs, teacher and personal assistant to All Nations Christian Fellowship. And the next one is Minister Gladys McGee. Melanie will be praying for relationships. Minister Gladys, the lost, unsaved. Evangelist Wanda Brown will be praying for pastors and particularly spiritual leaders. Pastor Kelly Jones, we're not sure if he's going to be with us tonight. There was some business that he had to take care of, possibly. And then we have Reverend Dr. Dorothy Shanks, who is not on the air yet. We'll see, hopefully. And then we have Minister Tina Brown. Apostle Rose Freeman was not on the list because she wanted to be, but she wasn't certain. But she did tell me that she's praying for the conference and that she will be in agreement with us with every prayer that goes forth tonight. She's in agreement with all of the intercessors, and she's praying for the intercessors as well as the conference. So I also want to mention the same for Pastor Kelly Jones. If he's not able to be in with us tonight, that's what he's doing as well, praying for us. All right. We will be calling on people, but I'm going to start out with prayer, of course, but I'm going to also share some things concerning prayer and about what prayer is and how important prayer is, because prayer is vital. It's vital, praise God. And all of us in the body of Christ need to know how to pray. Praise God. All right. I'm just going to share some things that I have concerning prayer, and then we will call on people to pray. And then I will go back to doing some further teaching, because I want to start out with what prayer is about, what prayer is. And then I'm going to go a little more in depth a little bit later, talking about intercessors and what intercessors do. Praise God, because intercessors are very important in the body of Christ. Because they don't stop with just praying for themselves and their families only, but any and everybody that they know of that need prayer. All right, let's get started here. Okay, we know that there is power in prayer. Praise God, and we know that it is important to pray. Prayer actually is speaking to God. Prayer brings us closer to God. Prayer is the first and foremost expression of what is on our minds. And Jesus, he taught his disciples to pray. So in that, when we look at the Word of God, he's taught us as well. And he's taught us how important it is. Okay, I told you that prayer is the first and foremost expression of what's on our minds. We can unload to God. We can share our feelings with him and everything. And then secondly, prayer is an opportunity to thank God for the good things that he has done for us. Praise God. And so we put our praise in there as well. Amen. Because he's worthy to be praised. And we need to know that he also wants us to tell him, you know, what's on our hearts, what's on our minds. And then thirdly, prayer is a request for help. God wants us to ask for his divine intervention when we have needs. But he also wants us to ask others for their help also. You know, there are times that we are in need of prayer, all of us. And there are times that, you know, if we know someone that has a prayer life, we know a person that doesn't mind praying, we can call on them, and they can also pray with us and pray along with us and pray in agreement with us, because there is power in agreement. Okay, so when we're sick, we're to ask others to pray for us, you know, not to feel like we're the only ones that can pray, or that, you know, we just need to go to the doctor for every little thing. But we can also, even when going to the doctor, we need to be calling on other believers to pray as well. So I just wanted to get that in. And then there are times that when we pray for someone, we use anointed oil and as well, and that's biblical. So, you know, it's nothing wrong with that. Some people think that they feel like, well, we don't need all of that. Well, whether we do or not, it's, you know, it's in the Bible. So it's like anointing a sick person with oil. It's like putting on a salve on a wound, and it aids in the healing process as well. The Bible records that olive oil was used as a medicine to help soothe wounds, welts, and open sores, and so forth. And we can see that in Isaiah chapter 1 and 6. It was also applied by the Good Samaritan to the injuries of the man that was found on the road to Jericho, Luke 10, verse 34. Praise God. And we know that prayer is beneficial. We know that when we pray, God answers our prayer. Okay, now I'm gonna have a word of prayer right now. Father God, we come to you tonight trusting you, believing you, knowing who you are, knowing what you will do, knowing that you promised us that when we call on you, you will show us great and mighty things that we don't know about. So we thank you tonight. We thank you, Lord, that you also said that we could come boldly to the throne of grace and find help and favor in our time of need. And so we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you that we can come to you at any given time for whatever the situation, the circumstance, whatever it might be, the crises or whatever we need of you. We can come to you, and we thank you. We thank you because you are our healer. We thank you because you are our deliverer. We thank you because you are our way maker. We thank you because you are our miracle worker. And we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for what you did on Calvary for us, because everything that you were about, everything that you did, everything that you allowed was for us, for our sakes, that we might be saved. You came that we might have life, and that more abundantly. And we thank you for it. We praise you, hallelujah, in Jesus' holy, holy name. We thank you and we praise you. And could I just have a moment? I need to check something right now. Someone's trying to reach me. Hi, let's see.
Yes, it's true that I've been told that God can do all things. I even heard the saints of old testifying to these things, that God can speak the storm, restoration for the war. But then God showed up for me.
We now return you to our regular scheduled programming, Apostle Zeta.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Yes, I am back, and that was very necessary so that one of our people could come on the line. Praise God. But as I was saying, I was actually praying, and you know, we will continue in prayer. We will continue in prayer tonight, because as I was saying earlier, praying is a good thing to do. We have been commissioned to pray. God, we have been taught to pray. Praise God. And I will say that anybody that's listening in tonight that don't know how to pray, get with someone that does know how to pray. Praise God, because we believers should all be praying. We should all be praying. Always, the Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians that we should pray without ceasing, never stopping, always having a prayer upon our heart, no matter what. So we're going to, I think that we probably will call on someone soon to pray in one of the areas of prayer that they chose to pray for, or we discussed. Praise God. And then later on, there are some prayers that would have been prayed had a couple of the other people been on tonight. So we'll try to cover those as well. Praise God. All right. So welcome. You're welcome. Melanie Bragg, she's on. And anybody else that was not on earlier, we welcome you. God bless you. Praise God. So when we call on your name, let us know whether you're in the house or not. Praise the Lord. And welcome to the Spirit of Life broadcast, and also to the PUSH conference, which stands for Pray Until Something Happens. And we just want to thank Apostle Shirlene Cook at this time. We want to thank her for allowing this to be. We had another date set that I was telling people about, but this is the date that we have. And so we're going to make good and well of it, because we're grateful, because the Lord did make a way for us, and we thank God for it, and we thank Apostle Shirlene Cook. All right. At this moment, I would like to call on one of our persons that's there already in the house, and I'm going to call on Minister Gladys McGee to come forth and pray. And when she comes forth to pray, she's going to share just a little bit about herself as she comes forth, and then she's going to go right into prayer, praying for what God put on her heart to pray for, and then the rest of us, the audience, and those that are listening in, we're going to join in with the prayer. She's going to pray, but we're going to be in agreement. All right? So at this time, we're going to ask Minister Gladys McGee if she would come forth and pray. God bless you.
Hello, everyone. Have a good evening. My name is Gladys McGee, Minister Gladys McGee. I am a social worker, and I work in family services. I work to unify families. I have been in the field for over 25 years. I love the Lord. I love to pray, and I love to be in the midst of others, and we're on the same accord, talking, pray about Jesus. And on today, I like to pray for the lost that's out there. But
yeah.
First of all, I like to pray and ask God to forgive me of my sins, Lord, as I come into your presence, Lord, as I begin to pray this prayer, Father God. I ask that you cover me, Father God, Lord. Give me the words to say that would edify the hearts and minds of others, Lord, that are out there that may be struggling, Father God, Lord. I just ask that you uplift me with the words to say in order to get the right response we need to save a soul on tonight. Father God, I just like to pray for the lost on today, Father God, the ones that are struggling, Father God, with spiritual battles, Father God, struggling maybe mentally, physically, or financially, Father God, Lord, but most of all spiritually, Father God. I pray, Lord, that you will guide them back in from the wilderness, Father God, Lord. Change their minds and redirect their thoughts, Father God, about life, Father God, Lord, and give them an understanding that you are life. You are the life, Father God, Lord. Lord, and you are who and what makes life worth living, Father God, Lord. And all things come through you, Jesus, Lord, and that their minds can be redirected from any delusions, Father God, Lord, that the world has put in place, Father God, Lord. I'm praying this prayer nationwide, Father God, Lord, that you would redirect the minds of those that are struggling, Father God, Lord, maybe struggling with addictions, Father God, Lord. Get them to understand what addictions are, Father God, Lord. Lord, maybe struggling with family unity, Father God, Lord. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you will unify them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, the ones that are feeling low on today, Lord, being felt as though they are disbarred from families, Father God, Lord. Lord, that you would open up hearts of ones, Lord, to spread love, Lord, and show them love, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, I pray, Lord, that they will come across a God-fearing person to help them to understand what salvation is, Father God, Lord, and they would pray the prayer of salvation, Lord, and we know that all things will be added unto them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Those that are struggling with mind-altering diseases, Father God, Lord, I pray, Lord, only you can clear it up, Father God. Only you can redirect the mind, Father God, Lord. They have medicines and doctors and everything, but we know healing only comes by faith, Father God, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that you would give them the faith to know that they can be healed through you, Father God, Lord, and only through you, Father God, Lord. I just thank you. I lift you up. I magnify and praise your name, Lord. And if anyone is out there that does not know God, Father God, Lord, that you will allow them to say this sinner's prayer, Father God, Lord, that you would lift them up, Father God, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I have sinned. I have fell short. If you repeat after me, you shall be saved. I have fell short of the glory of God. I am repenting. I am asking for forgiveness. Lord, I ask that you come into my life. Come in wholeheartedly, Father God, Lord. I accept you in my life. I believe that you died on the cross and rose on the third day, and that was salvation and humility for my sins, Father God, Lord. You did that, Lord, and I thank you for it, Father God, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that you accept me in, and that with that you are saved. And I just thank you. I lift you up. I magnify your name on tonight, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Apostle Zeta.
I
I'm sorry, Reverend Dorothy just came in and I was on mute. Sorry. We thank God for Minister Gladys coming forth and praying for the lost across
yes,
the globe.
Amen.
Praise God. And we thank her for that prayer. And I know the rest of us were listening to the prayer and we were in agreement with the prayer. Praise God. Because Jesus died so that we all could be saved. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he did not desire that any would be lost. Praise God. So every believer, that's every believer's, we've been called to be his witnesses. So every believer praying for the lost. I just want to encourage you that's what we should be doing. The Apostle Paul said, by all means, save some. Praise God. We can't reach everybody, but, you know, we can go forth, plant, then someone will water, but we know God gives the increase. Praise God. Thank you, Minister Gladys, so much for that prayer. Praise God. And I want to see if Minister Tina Brown is with us at this time.
Hello. Praise God, yes.
Oh, hi, Minister Tina. Praise the Lord. We're going to ask Minister Tina Brown at this time to come forth and share a little bit about yourself and then lead us into prayer. Amen.
Praise God. My name is Minister Tina Lynn Brown. I am a motivational speaker, a minister with the Spirit of Life Ministries. I am a mother, a nana, a stepmother, a wife, and I am just so blessed to be here to be able to pray for what Apostle Zeta has asked me to pray for. So I'm going to go right into it, and we're going to get to praying.
Amen.
Oh, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to your throne of grace right now, just lifting up our children who are being trafficked today,
yes,
Heavenly
Lord.
Father. We lift them up to you, Lord. We lift the traffickers that are trafficking them, Heavenly Father. We thank you for stopping them right in their tracks. We lift up the children who have no say, Heavenly Father. We lift up also the human traffickers, the adults that are being trafficked, Heavenly Father. We lift them up to you, Lord. We lift up the children and the adults that are being trafficked right now as we speak, that are coming across the border, that are coming across the states, that are going all over the world to be trafficked, sacrificed, and who knows what else other than what you would know, Heavenly Father. And we just lift them up to you, Heavenly Father.
Yeah.
We pray for their lives, Heavenly Father. We thank you for bringing awareness to this topic, Heavenly Father. We pray for the sexually abused right now, Heavenly Father. Any child right now being sexually abused, let it be exposed, Heavenly Father. Let it come to light. What's happened to these children, Heavenly Father. Let them have the courage to come out and tell someone what's happening to them, Heavenly Father. Let those that are being trafficked be able to escape. Let the children that are being abused right now be able to say something to someone that will help them, Lord. We lift them up to you. We lift up the abused women and men right now who are being abused by their others or by somebody else who may be abusing them, Heavenly Father. We ask that you give them the courage and the strength to come forward, to go find help, to go to a safe place, Heavenly Father. We know you move mountains. You part seas. You can help the abused, Heavenly Father.
Yes,
you can help
Jesus.
Those who are in harm's way right now, Heavenly Father. We just pray that you get them out of harm's way and to safety right now, Heavenly Father. We just thank you for all the blessings you give us each and every day and for bringing awareness to this topic, Heavenly Father.
Thank you, Lord.
So many people
Jesus.
Have a blind eye to the trafficking of the children especially, and of course of the adults, Heavenly Father. They don't realize that this is happening right under their noses every single minute of the day. And we just thank you for bringing the awareness. We thank you for touching them.
Jesus.
Thank you for bringing light to their lives, Heavenly Father.
Jesus.
Save the children. Save the people who are being trafficked, Heavenly Father. Save those that are being abused. Help them to get help, Heavenly Father. And we just thank you so much for this prayer conference so that we can push through till something happens, Heavenly Father. And we're going to keep praying for these individuals who are being abused on the daily, Heavenly Father. And we just thank you for their blessings that you're going to give to them. You're going to touch them, and they're going to be blessed because they're going to learn more about you, and they're going to follow you, Heavenly Father, and they're going to want to walk with you, Heavenly Father, to change their life. And we just thank you for the blessings that are coming from this prayer. Through Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
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 Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen, Minister Tina. Thank you so much for that
my pleasure,
prayer.
Praise God.
Yes, it's definitely a need. Thank you, Lord. All right. We have, let's see, another person that we can call on, and that is Evangelist Wanda Brown. And she's going to come forth and she's going to pray with us. I thank the Lord for her. She's been in some of the services that we have had and actually met Apostle Shirlene Cook when she was
lady.
Out here.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Woman of
Amen.
God.
Yes, she is and anointed. Praise God. So we're going to ask her at this time if she would come forth and share a bit about herself with us and any scripture, and feel free, any of you, to use your scriptures if you desire to. And she's going to come forth and lead us in prayer. Praise God.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise God.
Praise God.
As spiritual leaders that are online, praise God. And to all you, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus, I want you to know that my name is Sister Wanda Brown. I am saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost and do have
yes, ma'am.
To live with the Lord. Praise God. I want to make sure I get that off the top. I am a mother of three grown sons. Praise God, and I am a preschool teacher. I have been working with children for over 30 years now. Praise God, I am an intercessor in my church, which is Greater New Life. Praise God, located in Oakland. Praise God, my pastor is Pastor Melvin E. Riley, Jr. Praise God, and I'm just grateful to the Lord for this opportunity. I will be interceding, praise God, for all of our spiritual leaders. Praise God, and all of you that are online, that means you, and you too, praise God. Father God, we come before you with humble hearts, asking you to forgive us for all of our sin and iniquity. Ask that you bend your ear this way. Hear our prayer and not let it be in vain. Lord, we give you praise for this moment, for this time, for allowing us to come and assemble together, Lord God, to put our prayer and petition, Father God, before you. And we praise and magnify you for those that have already went forth. Lord God, we're touching and agreeing together as one, asking that you meet every need and answer every prayer. Lord, to this evening we're asking that you, Lord God, have mercy, Lord God, and look on all of our spiritual leaders from the north, south, east, and west, Lord God.
Yes,
all over
Lord
the world.
God. Touch Jesus.
Touch them right now in the name of Jesus. That you strengthen them, O God, in the name of Jesus. That you rebuke sickness, death, and diseases from their bodies, God. In the name of Jesus.
Lord God.
That you
thank
destroy
you,
the
Jesus.
Yoke of bondage and break every chain, Father God, in the name of Jesus. That you lift them up where they belong, O God, and hold them before you in the center of your will, O God. Destroy everything that's not like you. Bind the enemy who comes to tear us down, Lord. He comes in to attack our spiritual leaders, and we're asking that you strengthen them, oh God. Anoint them the more. Fill them the more, Lord God. Let their cups overflow, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen them, oh God. For, Lord God, they get heavy burdened, Lord God, carrying the worries of the world, Lord God, having to intercede for everyone, Lord, not only their church, immediate churches, but their loved ones, their friends, even their enemies. God, have mercy on them, oh God. Strengthen them even as we pray. God, touch their minds, Lord. Renew their strength, oh God. Give them a know, Lord God, to not give up, but to hold to your unchanging hand. Lift the heavy burdens, oh God, and bless them in a special way. Order their steps, Lord God. You said that their feet, Lord God, should be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Anoint them, Lord God. How beautiful are the feet of those, Lord God, that rightly divide your word of truth. Lord, bless them in a special way and keep them in the center of your will, Lord God. Lift the heaviness, O God. Direct their path and minister to them, O God, in the midnight hour, Lord, as they turn over to the left, to the right, O God, interceding for others. Minister to their hearts, O God. Minister to their spirits, O God, and strengthen and renew them in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, give them to know, Lord, they can still cast their cares upon you. Hallelujah, for you careth for them, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, as they take on, Lord God, heaviness from others, you relieve them, oh, God. You give them the strength that they need, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, for we know you can. Hallelujah, and we pray that you will. Oh, God, strengthen them right now. Touch them right now, naturally, spiritually, oh, God, emotionally. Touch them right now, God. You see and know all about it, Lord God, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Touch right now. Lord God, some of them are racking in pain. Touch right now in the name of Jesus and heal and deliver and set free, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Lord, and we just for the word that you put inside of them, oh God. Ask that you continue, Lord God, to pour into them so that they can, Lord God, bring out what you give them to give to us. And bless us, the people, with hearts to hear, ears to hear and hearts to receive. Father God, in the mighty and precious name of Jesus, we pray. Now, Father, there's a prayer in our hearts. We don't know how to utter and speak. Oh, God, but according to your word, you said that the Spirit maketh intercession. And we give you praise right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. God bless you. Evangelist Wanda Brown, thank you so much.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. Such a need for everything you prayed for. Thank you, Lord. All right. Well, we have Reverend Dr. Dorothy Shanks here, and she's going to share a little bit about herself. And she's like me. She has a hard time talking about herself. But she's a dear friend, and she and I both have a heart for the homeless, so that's one of the things that we do among many other things. But she's going to come forth, and she's going to pray for whatever the Lord leads her to pray about. And so we just thank God for her, and she's right here. So she's going to begin now.
Okay.
Amen.
Good evening,
Amen.
Everyone. My name is Dorothy Shanks, and all I can tell you is that I'm a child of the King. Been traveling this road since I was 12 years of age and haven't stopped and haven't gotten tired up to this point in my life. I just want to thank Reverend Sister Zelia for inviting me to come. Praise God for her, and I've been knowing her to be a faithful child of the King.
Thank you, Lord.
And we have been knowing each other for years and just got reconnected.
Yes.
And that was the doing of the Holy Spirit.
It sure was.
So as we go to the throne of grace, we just want to come saying, thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
for
Jesus.
This day that
All
you
right.
have made and left each one of us in it.
Yes.
We give you the praise. We give you the honor. And we give you the glory.
Yes, we do, Lord God.
Realizing
All to
that you
God.
Didn't have to do it, but you did it anyway. You woke us up this morning.
Yes.
You have a right mind.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank you for that. Lord, we have the activities of our limbs. Lord, I want to thank you for traveling, graces, and
thank
mercy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just traveling all over and just got back. And I thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord,
thank because
you.
It's crazy out there. Lord,
thank
we you. Come together on this one accord, oh God. We pray in a mighty way, oh God. It's been heavy on my heart for black men. Just met one of them coming up saying, pray for me. We need to pray for our brothers. They're standing in the need of prayer. If there ever was a time to pray for black men, it is now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, Lord God. We pray for those that are incarcerated that did not commit a crime.
That's right.
But they're doing the time. We are asking in the name of Jesus to have them released.
Yes.
As we speak, oh God. And we thank you and give you the praise for that, oh God.
Yes.
Lord, we are praying for the homeless.
Yes.
Oh, there are so many out there, oh God. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy on them. Homeless people, Lord God. Every street, every corner, every city that I go into, I find them standing on the corner. Oh, Lord. We're going to pray for them, oh, God. Those that are on drugs, those that are taking drugs to be relieved, Lord God, to be relieved and let them know and realize that that is not the way.
Jesus.
So we need more of us, Lord, to get out and let them know that there is a better way.
Yes.
There is a better way.
Better
what the man have put out there for us. But we don't have to accept it. So we want to thank you. All you said.
Jesus.
And they need to read and know that 23rd Psalm, which says, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not walk. He makes me to lie down in good
pastures.
He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though we walk through the valley of shadow and death, we will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. And my cup runneth over. And he said, surely, hallelujah. He said,
surely,
goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So that's what we need to let these people know.
Yes, we do.
And I want to thank you for this time of allowing me to come to be with you to say a word about the Lord.
Hallelujah.
May the Lord be with us all.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
That name that is above every name. What he said, every name will die. And every tongue will confess of who he is. And we want to thank him. He's a God. He's a God that never sleeps. He's a God that always got his eyes on all of us.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And we just thank God for him.
Oh, yes.
Thank God for his love.
Lord.
Thank God that he died on the cross in his son and died on the cross. But he didn't stay there on the third day. Hallelujah. He rose. He rose with all power in his hand. So we have to be mindful and thankful. Thankful for all that he has done. And all that he is doing for each one of us.
Glory, glory.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Glory
amen.
God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Glory
well, thank you. Thank you, Reverend Dorothy Shanks. Thank you so much for that beautiful prayer. And the praises that have gone up.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because truly God is worthy of his of our praises.
Yes.
Praise
yes,
God. We can't praise him enough. So we just thank him. We thank him. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We praise him and we thank him.
Good
thank
God.
You, Jesus,
yes.
for his
thank
goodness
God.
And his mercy. Yes. Hallelujah. And we thank him because he hears our prayers.
Yes.
And not only does he hear them, but he answers them.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
So we praise him tonight. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
And it's all right to take out a little time to praise him.
Oh,
praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you,
Lord.
God.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Now, we have another one that has entered in, and I'm not going to call on her just yet. Just going to give her a little bit of time. And that is Melanie Bragg. Melanie is a teacher. She's accepted her calling as a teacher
And she also is a personal assistant to me and All Nations Christian Fellowship. So I thank the Lord for her. But I'm going to call on her just a little bit later. I'm going to share just a little bit more and about prayer. I've shared some, so I'm going to share a little bit more about prayer, and then we'll call on her, and then we'll go from there. Praise God. Prayer. I talked about it a little bit ago, but I'm going to share something. I won't share the same thing I shared earlier, but we know that prayer is communicating with God, and that involves both you requesting help from God, but also regarding a particular area of your life or in the lives of others, praise God, as well as listening to God, because there is that part. All right. Well, we're excusing Reverend Dorothy right now because she needs to leave. All right. God bless you, dear, and thank you so much. I know you had a lot to do today, but thank you for coming by and praying.
Yes.
Amen. All right. God bless you. You're dismissed.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And we know that communication involves two parties at least, and that's us and God. Praise God. Prayer is one of the most powerful tools given to the body of Christ. It destroys the works of darkness and manifests the word of God. It is the act of bringing God into every situation that we have and then asking him to change, to rearrange, or to bring forth from the supernatural realm into the natural realm so that we can have the results. Amen. And we can trust God to do this without seeing first, because we need to believe. And when we believe, then we know that something does happen. Praise God. Well, we got to first believe God. Even before we bow down to God to pray, we need to believe. Amen? Praise
yes.
God. And so we need to know him. I want to mention that we need to know God. And how we know him is by hearing the word of God, hearing the word, and then applying the word to our lives. Hallelujah. And reading and studying and meditating on his word. That's how we really get to know him. Praise God. And the more we know about him, the more we trust him. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I want to say this too, that even before we pray, praise God, it is important that we repent of any sins or anything else that would hinder our prayers. Praise God. Prayer is the believer's right. And as we said earlier, God has given us that privilege to come to him to pray. It's a privilege to communicate with God. Hallelujah. Because he is God Almighty. He is over everything. He owns everything. He owns us. He made us. Praise God. And so he's given us a right to come to him in prayer, to come boldly to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. And know that we'll have favor. Know that our prayers will be answered. Hallelujah. And then prayer shows our total dependence upon God as our Heavenly Father. And as we seek him first in his righteousness by acknowledging him in all of our ways. Praise God. Hallelujah. Prayer is putting oneself in the hands of God. And that's what we need to do, praise God, and we should want to do that because we can trust him. Praying gets us effective results, hallelujah. And when we pray the word, hallelujah, God hears his word back. We're praying back his word. We're praying back his promises, what he promised us, praise God, hallelujah. We don't want to come complaining to the Lord, but we want to come praying and expressing our desires, praise God, hallelujah, and letting him know what our petitions are. Thank you, Jesus. And the scripture that I mentioned a couple of times, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. And I think this might be from the NIV because it's a little different, but that's Hebrews 4 and 16. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we know that there are all types of prayer, and I'm going to just share a few, and I'll share the scripture to back it up. Prayer of praise and adoration that we have heard just, you know, especially from Reverend Dorothy. This type of prayer focuses centrally and wholly upon God and his characteristics, his majesty, his glory and his power, and his bountiful beauty and his unconditional love. He loves us so much that he loves us unconditionally. No matter what we have done, hallelujah, he still loves us. Praise God. No matter what, when we get saved, even though we may do something else that's displeasing to God, he's not going to stop loving us. His love is unconditional. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah. So, you know, we want to make sure that we focus on this kind of prayer too, praise and adoration. Prayer of repentance. This is a personal prayer, asking for forgiveness of sin from God. Praise God. Yeah. David prayed quite a few of those kinds of prayers.
Yes, he did.
Exactly. Psalm 51, praise God. I'm not going to read all of them, but the first Psalm, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mayest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Praise God. And one of them, purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Praise God. And deliver me from the blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. Okay, now I'm going to go to the prayer of petition. Praise God. That's when we come to God and we are asking for something or making a request. Praise God. It's asking God for a particular outcome that we need. Praise God. And it's between you and God. Hallelujah. This type of prayer is the most used and misused prayer because it will primarily consist of material or personal needs and sometimes without a kingdom focus. All right? But God does want us to pray the prayer of petition, and here's one of the scriptures I will share pertaining that. And that's Mark 11 and 24. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then there's the prayer of intercession. And a little bit later, I'm going to talk about a little bit about intercessory prayer, what it means and what it's really about. But I'm going to share this right now. The prayer of intercession, this means that you're acting in prayer on behalf of someone else, your church, city, nation, praise God, in a general or in a specific way. And I'm going to back it up with some of the scriptures. Ephesians 1, 15 through 18, it says, wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Well, we know that's Paul praying. And he was always praying for the churches. Verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Praise God. So this is especially good. It's good for all of us to know. And that's where the intercessors come in, praying on the behalf of others. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And the prayer of faith, that's another one. When we pray, we're to believe in the power and the goodness of God. Praise God. And this prayer is used to implement God's will for our lives when we pray the prayer of faith. It is the belief that God will change things. Praise God. And I hear Apostle Shirlene say that all the time, that when we go into prayer, we're already believing that things will change. Hallelujah. That things will happen. Praise God. So
Amen.
We're not moved by how things are or what the circumstances may appear to be. We go into prayer anyway, believing, praying the prayer of faith, knowing that God is going to do something. Praise God. Hallelujah. And one of those scriptures I'm going to read to you, and that's James 5 and 15 says, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he hath committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Praise God. And, of course, there are others. And then there's the prayer of agreement. And I think I mentioned that earlier when we began to pray, that we would be in agreement with one another. Praise God. And that's corporate prayer. When we're in agreement together, that's corporate prayer. This type of prayer knits your hearts together through the Holy Spirit. This is where two or more persons come together and agree in the will of God to manifest in whatever that situation is. Praise God. And this builds you up in love and concern for others. Praise God. If you really care, if you really love God, you're going to care about his people. Praise God.
Yeah.
So the love is going to be expressed in your prayer. It's going to be expressed in your prayer life. Praise God. If you really love God, you're going to automatically love his people. Praise God. So I just wanted to mention to get that in. But another prayer is the prayer of consecration. This type of prayer is done to set ourselves apart. And we all need to do this from time to time. Set ourselves apart from anything and everything else. Praise God. And sometimes we have to plan out that kind of prayer, especially if we have heavy schedules, and make it happen. And this is to set ourselves apart from different things. Maybe you need to go into a quiet place. And it says, and follow the will of God to do what he wants us to do and to go where he wants us to go. Because oftentimes we don't know. We don't know where he wants us to go. We don't know who we should go to. We don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to know the will of God. So those are the times that we can go into consecration and really pray and fast. You know, some of us fast while we're consecrating, and we do that so that we can really focus on hearing God. When we're fasting and praying, it's not making God do anything, but it's putting us in the right place to receive what he has already promised us. All right. Now, there's one more prayer I'm going to share, and this is the prayer of imprecation, the prayer of imprecation. This is used to bring judgment on the wicked and thereby avenge the righteous. Through this appeal, we can see the holiness of God and the certainty of his judgment. And, you know, I'm going to share a scripture, but and that's Matthew, it's Matthew 5, verses 44 to 48. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Praise God, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. Praise God.
Yeah.
So we know that God rains on the just as well as the unjust. So, you know, I don't believe that the Lord wants us to be looking at our enemies in a way that that we want something to happen to them. You know, there's times that the enemy does certain things to us, and then something happens to that individual. Well, that's because God said, vengeance is mine, I shall repay. So it's not for us to turn around and try to do something to them because they brought hurt upon us or whatever. But it says here in the scripture, for if you love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans do the same? And if you salute your brethren only, those that we know, those that we're close to, what do you more than others? Do not even the publicans do so? And the last verse says, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. So that's why we stay close to God. That's why we get in the Word. That's why we listen to the Word, praise God, the preach Word, and study and meditate on God's Word. Always, you know, in the Word, praise God. And we should be daily reading something in the Word of God, praise God. And it builds you up as well, amen, praise God. So I'm going to stop there, and I'm going to share a little bit more later. I do want to name off just a couple of things that we should be praying for. Somebody prayed for some of these already, and these are like prayer targets. You know, pray for those that are over you. Pray for those that God has sent you to be with in the church. Pray for your church. Pray for the staff. Pray for the leaders. Pray for volunteers or anybody that's connected, you know, with the church body. And when I say church body, I'm talking about the body of believers. I'm not talking about a particular denomination or a building or anything like that, even though we meet in a building. We meet on the air. We meet on the broadcast. We meet in different ways. We meet on Zoom. And, you know, all of these ways help to get the gospel out, praise God. So we want to pray for these. We want to pray for the ministers. We want to pray for the leaders, praise God. And one already has prayed for that. And we have to even, you know, we're going to see leaders that are not right. And Evangelist Wanda prayed for that. So we need to remember to do that, praise God. And God moves, you know. And then we need to pray for the lost, pray for the sick, pray for the oppressed, praise God. And as Minister Gladys prayed for the souls, prayed for souls to come into the kingdom of God. If you know their names, call out their names and pray for lost loved ones, friends, neighbors, coworkers, enemies, and pray for those across the globe as well. Because when Jesus died, he died for every one of us. He died for every nation, praise God. He died for every kind, every tribe, every people he died for. And so we all have that privilege, and we all have his love because he loves all of us. All right. And then we need to pray for our outreach. You know, we go out to the homeless, when we go out to just meet people on the street and just to be a witness to them. We need to pray as we go out and pray the word of God. Pray that the word of God rather will go out in power and with authority, with signs and wonders and miracles following. Praise God. Because he said this would take place. So we need to pray for that and desire to be a part of in that. Praise God. We need to be praying for our cities, our nation, our world. Pray that the latter rain of God's Spirit will fall on your city, your nation, your world. Pray for God's will for your life, for holiness, for health, for prosperity. Pray for the wisdom of God in your life. Ask God for wisdom. Pray that you will be led and controlled by the Holy Spirit. All right? And then use the power and authority that you have been given. Praise God. And pray and ask God to release your ministering angels to minister on your behalf. Speak the word of God, hallelujah, over your lives as well as others. Amen. But I'm going to stop right there, and we'll share a little bit more later. But I'm going to ask that Melanie comes forth, and she's going to be praying. But she can share a little bit about herself as she comes forth. Praise God as the Lord leads her. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Apostle Zeta. I just want to give
thanks
to God and to you for seeing the work that God is ready for me to do, to elevating me to the next level, because I've been asking, you know, God, what does he want me to do? What's my purpose? And through Apostle Zeta, when she spoke to me, that was my answer. So God does answer prayers. And when she called me to the ministry as being her assistant / teacher, I was truly honored and thankful to God that he gave me what he wants me to do and that I'm ready to do whatever and however that's going to please him, because it's all about him and it's not about me, but just giving y'all the honor and praise and glorifying the Lord for answering and giving me this opportunity to do this, because I've been wanting to do something in the ministry. And each time that I've tried to get involved with the ministry, there was some opposition and challenges. And so I continue to seek after that. And now he's giving me specifically what he wants me to do. And I'm grateful and thankful to the utmost for this opportunity. And as for me, I love the Lord. You know, I'm a child of the Most High God. You know, God has used me in so many different ways through my journey with him. And so I'm continuously being grateful. I'm a giver. I love to give because that's who he is. He gave us our love. He gave us love. He gave us his life.
Yes.
And so that's what I feel within my heart, is to give back like God gives, because love is everything. Love is strength. Love is what he would have us to do, is love thy neighbor as well as thyself. And so that's what I'm honored to be able to do, and that's what I search for, God wants me to do. And at this point right now, he's given me the prayer for relationships. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come before you and each and every person that's on this call, Father God, the ministers, men and women that we're seeking you, Father God, right now on the relationship, be it a relationship with you, be it a relationship with each other, whether it's family, whether it's marital, whether it's friendship, whether it's workship, just relationships in general, Father God, that we're seeking you on it, because there is so many things that have come up against relationships in this world today, Father God. And we need you to help and guide us, Father God, to having a better relationship with one another. And the key source of that relationship is love.
Yeah.
Which is who you are, Father God, because you gave us two commandments, is to love you, to love our neighbors, And Father God,
yes,
help us to continue to keep those commandments, and so that we're not fighting among one another. We're not killing among one another. We're not hating among one another, but to love as you promised us and as you commanded us to do, was to love, Father God. Help all relationships, Father God, because it is definitely a need in every aspect, as you see day in and day out, Father God, what is taking place in relationships, Father God. Correct us. Help us. Soften up our hearts, not harden our hearts, Father God, but soften up our hearts so that we can have the love that you intended for us to have, Father God, because you didn't die on the cross for nothing. You died and sacrificed your life for us, Father God, to love one another, to respect one another, and to help one another in time of need. Father God, as we help the homeless, Father God, as we help the lost, we're building relationships, Father God, as you would have us to do, Lord Jesus, because that is what you said, you commanded us to do, is to love, and in that love is passing on the love that you've given us to build the relationships that are needed, Father God, because it is so important that we have that relationship with you first and foremost, as well as with our sisters and our brothers, Father God. Help us. We need you more than ever right now, Father God, in this area of relationships and in this area of love, Father God, because there's so much hatred, there's so much racism, there's so much negativity that's going on, Father God. Help us to turn that around and do what you would have us to do, is to love
Lord.
Love us, no matter who we are, no matter what color you are, no matter what stature you live in, no matter what, to love as you commanded us to do, Father God, because that is the two commandments among everything else that you commanded us to do, is to love you and to love our neighbor, Father God. So help us, Lord. We need you to help us each and every day, Father God, to just be able to say hi to one another, just to be able to say I love you to one another. Father God, help us,
Jesus,
please, to get our relationships in order and in alignment with what you commanded us to do. And I'm asking these things in Jesus' precious and mighty name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
All right.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
You.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Well,
praise God.
Thank you. Thank
praise
you
God.
So much for that beautiful prayer. And it is definitely
thank
needed.
You.
Relationship.
Man.
Praise God.
Yes.
And that's what God
yes.
wants us to have, because first of
yes.
all, he wants us to have that relationship with him and
yes.
as well as others in the body of Christ.
Yes.
That was beautiful.
Amen.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Praise the Lord. Well, I'm not gonna share too much longer. Oh, you're very welcome. And I know you're grateful to be on and to share.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
That's a blessing.
Thank you.
And I also, I'm not going to take up much time. I'm going to share just a little bit more about the qualities of an intercessor, because we really need to focus and know that, and those that are yet becoming intercessors or are desired to be, we need to know the qualities that we should have. Praise God.
Praise
I'm going to share that, and then I'm going to turn it over to Apostle Shirlene Cook, so that if there are any questions that need answered or comments, then that can happen. So I'm gonna share this rather quickly. Okay. First of all, we should have unconditional love, like Jesus. Praise God, and we must because we know he always wants the best for us, right? And his love never changes. His mercy endures forever. You know, as an intercessor, we oftentimes will have to show forth mercy. All right? Praise God. we cannot be a respected person. We must walk in unconditional love. We must remember that the same God is doing a good work in all of us that are called by his name, and to know also that it is a divine privilege to be used by God to pray for someone else. Amen. Okay, that's unconditional love we must have. The next one is the knowledge of God's word. Praying the word is powerful and it's vital. The Bible says in Isaiah 34:16, seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read to know what to say. Praise God. Because oftentimes in our intercessory prayer, we're going to need to share scripture with somebody. All right? And we must speak in order to release the power. Colossians 1:17, Hebrews 1:3. The knowledge of God's word is the only way to know and appropriate your blood-bought rights and authority against the devil. 3, we must be reliable and dedicated. God requires that those whom he chooses as intercessors to be committed to their assignment. You have to be devoted and be faithful to the task that he has given you. We must start in that. We can find that in 1 Corinthians 15:58. We must have a teachable heart, number 4, a heart that is teachable, a heart that is able to accept correction, a heart that's willing to be obedient and to be counseled by the Holy Spirit. Praise God. And we must have a heart of mercy, as I mentioned earlier. Have a heart of mercy because you are the messenger of a merciful God. Remember that we're his mercy. He's his messenger, and he is merciful. And also to know that the heart of God transforms people's hearts. Praise God. So we are his mercy bearers. We must be honest. Number 6, we must have honesty and humility in our hearts. Keep the enemy out of your lives by maintaining honesty and humility before God as well as others. Number 7, pray positively and pray blessing prayers. And we can do that. We can pray a blessing over someone. Praise God. And you know, as intercessors, we can even pray people out of their situation. We can pray them out of prison, even those that are not behind bars. Many people are in prison, just you know, feeling like they're stuck. They can't get out. You know, we can pray for them. Praise God, and God will change. Will turn things around in their lives. So we can pray those kinds of prayers. Pray a blessing over someone. 8, know that you are called to pray. To pray. Intercessors are called to pray for, not to P-R-E-Y, not to pray upon, but to pray for, you know. And I don't know if you have noticed it, but I've seen people that are intercessors, they'll go to somebody and they, when they finish with them, even in their prayers, they're making them shame, or they are, you know, condemning them and so forth. And that's not how we should pray. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we should become a defense for those that are being prayed for. And if we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we're going to discern some of their needs. We won't have to pray that out loud. You know, the Lord may put it on our heart to just take care of the need rather than to pray it outwardly. So, and we're to look at the person through love, from our hearts and not with our attitudes, okay, and feeling like they deserve judgment. We're not to do that. Praise the Lord.
Okay, and then nine, we must know that we have the power of reconciliation. So we should show forth that, because our God is a reconciling God. And we should understand without prejudice the uniqueness of every person and their situation. Amen. All right, I'm going to stop there. Praise God. And I hope that you got something out of our PUSH conference. Pray until something happens. And that's what we really should be doing, praying until something really does happen. So at this point, I'm turning it back over to Apostle Charlene Cook. And thank you so much for helping us to get this through tonight. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Mother Apostle Zeta. You know I love you. I love to give and I love to share what God has given unto me. I'd also like to take a moment to thank all the mighty servant leaders here at Spirit Alive for coming in tonight, and we're going to go through
Amen.
The house. I want to thank you, Bishop Lester Carver. Thank you, Pastor, Prophetess, Intercessor, Vanessa Garver, hallelujah. I want to thank you, Mother Mitchell, Shirley Snyder Mitchell. Of course, I want to thank my beautiful little sister, Minister Tina Brown. I want to thank you, Minister Gladys McGee, because you do double duty here, with, of course, working right along beside Apostle Zeta, and you are always faithful also here at the Spirit Alive Network. I want to thank Minister Adam Tuggle for coming out tonight, but right now we are asking that if anyone is sitting in our chat rooms, if anyone else is in the studio and you might have a prayer request, you might like to say a short prayer, I would like for you to press your one, and I will address you by your area code and the last four digits of your phone number. Amen and glory to God. But in the meantime and in between time, hallelujah, we will walk. Oh, and I'm so sorry. I forgot my sister, Evangelist Hurricane. And let me not forget another that has joined dual duty, and that is Evangelist Kathy Horton. She also works with Apostle Zeta Flowers, and she is also a faithful sister here on the Spirit Alive Network. So having said all of that, I'm just going to walk through the house, and Spirit Alive, we will go into it right after we hear from area code 510-3855. God bless you. You're in our studio.
God bless you to all the prayer warriors and to everyone at the conference today. I'm just truly enjoying myself. This is Missionary Evangelist Laverne McGee, and I'm one of Pastor Zeta's. She's just like a sister to me, and she is just so loving and helpful to me, and I'm so happy that she called me and asked me to join the prayer conference. And so what I want to ask you today is if you will pray for me with some of my acquaintances and some of my church members, I'm praying about brokenheartedness. And I'm not talking about brokenhearted from boyfriends and stuff like that. That's not the only thing I'm asking you to help me pray for. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. And that's Psalms 145 and 18. And I just want to ask you to, the brokenhearted can be anybody, can be children who've broken the hearts of parents by what they say, or broken the hearts of children by what they do. It can be a partner who has broken his mate's heart. And so I just call upon the Lord tonight and ask him, praise God, to look down upon us today. And to may you open the heavenly temple gates for those who are red-eyed and brokenhearted. May you open
Lord.
The gates of purity for those who are pure. May you open the gates of sincere prayer to those who are not forsaken. Open the gates of heaven, O God, and open your bountiful treasure Oh, God, I thank you in Jesus' name for the miracles you make with us, for the binding up of the wounds that you do for people who have become brokenhearted. I know there's brokenhearted in the streets. I know there's brokenhearted everywhere you look. And so, God, I ask you tonight, would you please, Lord, rain down. Rain down your mercy, oh God, and watch over your people. And I thank and praise you for all the prayer warriors, Lord. I've heard every word they say, and I consider it, hallelujah, in my heart. And I thank and praise you for them in Jesus' name. And thank you for allowing me to just have this minute. Thank you.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen, beautiful sister. We love you. God bless you. All right, Spirit Alive, we've got about 28 minutes. Now we're going to walk through this. We're going to bless Apostle Zeta and let her know that we're standing in agreement with her in prayer. Bishop Lester Carver, come on in the room and let the Lord use you.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, Apostle Cook. How are you, woman of God? I'll tell you.
I'm blessed.
It is always a joy to be able to fellowship with the people of God and to hear how God is moving in the lives of his people. And I really want to encourage each and every one of you to continue to pray fervently for God bring his heavenly kingdom of many nations together, because so many things seek to pull God's people apart and cause division where there should be no division. And when we look at what God is doing globally, we have to keep that global vision in mind of God's heavenly kingdom of many nations and stay focused on that and prayerful about that, because that's exactly what God is doing. He's enlisted us so that we could be serious about engaging our ministry of reconciliation in such a way that we are focused on those souls that are not where we are, those souls that do not speak the language that we speak, those souls that do not necessarily look like us or sound like us.
Amen.
And when we understand that heavenly kingdom in many nations is bringing God much glory, because the devil has sought to divide God's people for so long and to set God's people apart from God. When we bring them to God by introducing them to God's son, Jesus Christ, we're getting God great glory. And no man comes to the Father except through his son, Jesus Christ. And when we make that known, then people are empowered to be in the presence of God without shame, without guilt, without fear, without condemnation. So I'm going to pray right now. Heavenly Father, I thank you right now for you being in our presence, God. Father, I thank you for the power of your word that you've given us to stand on so that we could be absolutely certain about what we say and what we do for you, God. Father, I thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit being within us so that we can perform signs, miracles, and wonders in the earth to draw all men, women, and children to you, so that they can know that you are real, so that they can experience the power of your hand through our life in this world and be drawn to you as we introduce them to your son, Jesus Christ. God, we thank you for how you raised your son from the dead after 3 days and three nights. Seated him at your right hand and gave him all power in heaven and earth and under the earth, so that you could then send the power of the Holy Spirit to dwell within us after 4,000 years of not being able to have that power of the Holy Spirit within us after Adam's sin. Father, I thank you for us having access to that power for the past 2,000 years.
Thank you for
that,
Lord.
To be in communion with you regularly, God. Father, give us the desire to pray continually with you and to you
in our heavenly
yes.
prayer language.
Yes, yes, Jesus.
That spiritual
yes.
presence before your throne, God. Father, I thank
yes.
you for teaching us to submit humbly to what your word says and to
yes,
do
Lord.
What we read so that we know that this is real and so that we can be used by you mightily and draw all men, women, and children to you. Father, I thank you
Amen.
For this fellowship this evening and your full restoration in our lives. In the name of your son, Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor Vanessa, come into the room and let the Lord use you, beloved.
Thank you, Apostle Zeta, for doing this tonight, for just pushing this forward in a progressive way so that those in the body of Christ can not just know, but to be more united in what we do and what we say, especially when it comes
yes.
to prayer. And I just want to pray tonight as it pertains to justice and God's righteousness being risen up again in new levels all over our country, all over the globe. There are so many prayers that went up tonight that I know that went up to the nostrils of God, and he is not only smelling them, but I believe he's answering them because of our faith as a collective,
yes.
and that's power. So I
yes.
thank you that we realize
yes.
the power that
yes.
we have and the responsibility that we have with this. So, and I'm praying, referencing the Proverbs 29 specifically. What got my attention today was verse 7 about the righteous man knows and cares for the rights of the poor,
mm-hmm.
but the wicked man has no interest in such knowledge. So when
mm-hmm.
you think about poor people, when you, spiritually and naturally, where I'm
yes.
praying for, but I pray for the God of
Amen.
Righteousness to rise up in our lives in the body of Christ so that we can, what, win souls? We prayed about the lost tonight.
Yes.
We prayed about children that are being victimized through
mm-hmm.
sex trafficking as well as adults. We talked and prayed
yes.
about leadership. We prayed about righteousness and injustices being done to men
yes.
of color. We talked about
mm-hmm.
love and relationship and how powerful and how important that is in the body of Christ. So, Father God, I just thank you once again for this opportunity. I thank you for hearing
mm-hmm.
our call, that as we begin to study
yes,
your word
Lord.
And share your word and do your word, Lord, today, that we will see the manifestations of those things that we're in agreement with. I thank you, Lord, today that you know how to expose, you know how to tear down, but you also know how to build
yes.
and you know how to hide us in places of refuge until it's time for us to go out and purpose and do what we're supposed to be doing. Help us, Lord, to develop our prayer and in our prayer life and in our intercession. If you're an intercessor, Lord, I thank you for encouraging them to come forth and be bold.
Yes, Lord.
And I thank you, Lord, today,
yes.
Apostle Zeta, also mentioning how intercession is not just what you do, say is what you do. So I just thank
yes.
you, Lord, today, to begin to open up our eyes and our mind and be more open to how you lead us into intercession every day practically in our neighborhoods, in our places of
yes.
ministry.
Yes,
in the grocery
Lord.
Store,
mm-hmm.
parking lot,
yes.
there's so many opportunities for us to be teachable, to learn what intercession and prayer looks
That's
like
it.
On a daily basis.
Yes.
But Lord, the last thing
Amen.
I want to pray is that we have peace about the things that you reveal to us in prayer.
Yes.
That we have
yes.
peace, we have confidence in those things, and that we don't hide and that we don't become afraid about the
yes,
things, Lord,
Lord,
that you reveal to us.
Help
them,
pray. Help Jesus.
That we will learn how to speak to each other, and we learn how to get in,
yes.
in more groups like this, Lord, today, so that your truth can be in all the earth, and not just what we say, but what we do.
Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, the Lord.
Amen.
All right. We're going to ask Mother Mitchell, come on in the room if you have a comment or a prayer.
Amen.
I would, first of all, want to give honor to God and for his servant, Apostle Zeta,
mm-hmm.
for this PUSH conference. It's always needed. Prayer
yes.
is always needed. Whether you're praying in your secret closet, or whether you're praying in corporate prayer, or no matter where you
Amen.
Are praying, when you're
right.
praying to God, something will happen because he
yes, it will.
And
yes.
answered because
yes.
he loved first, and that's why we love him so much, because he
yes.
is a good God. He
yes,
good
he is.
God
Amen.
All the time.
Mm-hmm.
He's lives, and we don't even know why they're happening. But he comes along and sends the Holy Spirit along to help us and guide us, and we need to be so thankful for that. Pass that on to others. And help us to know the right thing to do and what honors God the most.
Hallelujah.
For all that you did for us, through us, I just thank you, Father God, because you truly are the thing we could ever have happen in our lives. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank
Amen.
You,
Hallelujah. Evangelist Kathy, do you have a, would you like, oh, you, God bless you, Mother. Evangelist Kathy, would you like to have a comment or do you want to pray?
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Glory, hallelujah. You just blessed me down to my feet.
God bless you.
I just enjoyed tremendously.
Yes.
Let me share real quick. As y'all were speaking, God gave me scripture. That's how he speaks to me, in scriptures. He let me know your own point. Glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And these are the scriptures he gave. See, I love that. I love to know. See, I want God to always talk to me, because when he stopped talking to me, I'm in trouble, okay? I'm in trouble. But this is what he gave me. He gave me the Matthew, the 18th chapter. He said,
the 20th verse, I got the same thing. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so see, that's what I'm saying. We're on one accord. We're on one accord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Where two or three gather together in my name, there
That's it.
In the middle of this. He's in the middle. I should have started at 18, but I'm not going to do that. But he also gave me this, in whom we have boldness access, okay, with confidence. Okay, by faith of him. Glory to God when you pray. We believe before we pray, because we have confidence and we know that God is hearing our prayer. We on one accord.
Hallelujah.
We cannot, when we on one accord and be led by the Holy Ghost, we cannot lose, because God, we serve a God that cannot lie. Hallelujah. I was listening and praying with you, and this is what the Lord
Thank
told me to pray.
Lord.
I'm standing, Lord, in the name of Jesus, touching and agreeing with everything that's been
Lord.
Said, according
Thank
to your
you,
will
Jesus.
And purpose, that your
Thank
will be
you,
done, and what we have prayed be manifested
Thank
in the name of Jesus. I bind every hindering spirit that tries to hinder this prayer. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke you. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus is against you, for we are victorious because we believe in Jesus Christ, because we believe that he has died for our sins, hallelujah, and he hears our prayer. Father, I thank you for this moment. I thank you for every speaker, everyone, the like they were saying earlier, the sister that prayed for those to be saved, their minds be healed in the name of Jesus, and they pray for the trafficking, all of that, the leaders, and a sister went forth and prayed before she started praying for the men, the politicians. Father, we believe in standing on your word.
Yes, we are.
Because we have no other source. We have no other source but you. And I thank God. I thank you for making yourself real to all of us. Hallelujah. And continue to manifest your love. And help us to be fruitful witness and bring in a harvest. God bless Sister Zeta. And God bless Spirit Alive. And Sister Sherlene Cook. God bless you, saints.
Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. Yeah. The word of God says in 1 John 5:14, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. So, so to add to what, to piggyback on what my sister said, I'm going to go straight to Kings, where it says, again, I assure you, when we agree in prayer, we can ask anything and it shall be done. And I'm reading from an amplified version. So tonight we have heard the mighty mighty men and women of God pray. We have touched and agreed. Yes. Hallelujah. I would like to thank Apostle Zeta for always being faithful first to God. Hallelujah. And I want to thank all of you, our listeners, around the globe.
Amen.
So I'm just going to pray this prayer. Most questions, Heavenly Father, I too stand in agreement with everything that every one of your anointed servant leaders has prayed tonight. Lord God, I thank you for each and every one of them. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you pour back into them as they have poured out on behalf of your people. Father God, I pray right now, hallelujah, that you would continue to use your servant leaders as our sister, Reverend Wanda, prayed, as gifts to the body. Hallelujah. Let us not see our callings as titles of entitlement, Lord God, but let us see it as a service unto you. Lord, let us see it as a privilege, Lord God, just to be in your service. Lord, help all of us to teach one another how to pray, why we pray.
Yes, Jesus. Yes,
Lord, we stand in agreement, Lord God, praying for all the servant leaders. Because the enemy knows if he can kill the head, the body will follow. Lord, I pray for your truth to go forth. I pray in the name of Jesus that we would lay down all of the schisms, all of the pride, all of the haughtiness, all of the things that the enemy uses to divide and conquer.
Jesus.
Lord, I stand in agreement with Teacher Melanie when she says love must be the ties that bind, Father God. We must love the way you have commanded us to love, Father God.
That's
we must do, and our love must be an action verb, oh God.
That's right. Yeah.
Lord, I stand in agreement with my beautiful sister, Pastor Vanessa. Your holiness must reign again, Father God. And we're talking about by your people.
Yes.
Lord, righteousness is still in the Bible. Holiness is still in the Bible. And when we start walking according to your word, when our prayers start lining up with your will, Lord God, we will be unstoppable if we would only have the courage to believe, if we would only lay down all the fear, Father God, if only, Father God, we would call on you believing that you hear us. And that you will move, you will hearken, you will hear and do.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Lord, I just pray for our governments all over the world, and I pray that your remnants all over this world will come together, and we would go out and overtake the land. For your glory, Lord God. Not for our purpose, not for our glory, but for you, Father God. We do all this for you because you've already done so much for us. Lord, if we had 10,000 tongues, we cannot praise you enough.
That's right.
For your goodness and your mercy. For your protection, Lord God, and your provision. Lord, we couldn't praise you enough for that hurt, harm, and danger seen and unseen. That
That's
you
right.
kept us from. Lord, continue to bless our children. Be a hedge of protection around our children. Lord, you said in your word that you are the lifter of our heads, oh God. So we know, Father God, whenever one of your children is down, whenever one of your children is despondent, whenever one of your children is depressed, oh God, you will be the lifter of their head. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you. Because nobody knows us like you do. Nobody understands us like you do. And
like
nobody loves us like you do.
Like you.
Lord God, we even praise you. And we thank you for our enemies.
Yes.
We thank you for those Judases, Father God, because they come against us to make us strong. They come against us to build our character in you. They come against us, Father God, to give us praise reports and testimony.
Yes, Jesus.
And Lord, let us go another step further. Let us not only pray for our enemies, but let us diligently try to reach our enemies.
All right.
So that
Amen.
We don't have to be enemies anymore.
Amen.
Hallelujah, because you told us, Lord God, in your word, to pray for those who hate you, despitefully use you, mistreat you, abuse you. So, Lord, if we want to give you honor and glory in all that we do, we must be a forgiving God, just like
That's
you.
Right.
We have to be a loving God, just like you. And we've got to esteem others, Father God, higher than ourselves.
Yes.
Because, Father, you didn't send your only begotten Son down here as an exercise. You sent him down here to rescue us.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
And Lord, we just want to praise you. We just want to adore you. We just want to give you all the thanksgiving, Father God. Hallelujah. We want to thank you for your darling Son, Jesus. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that indwells on the inside of us, Lord. And we thank you for your holy teacher. Ha!
Yeah.
The Paracletos, the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
And Lord, we pray that he will be, your Holy Spirit will just be shed abroad, Lord God, and a revival will take place in the hearts
like
of men. Like never before. Because before you can have a revival in the church, there must be revival in the heart of each and every man. Lord, may we bless one another in a way that we can truly all become truly transformed more into the likeness of your Son, Jesus.
Yes.
I want to thank you, Lord God, for every servant leader here, every ministry represented here. I pray in the name of Jesus that you would bless them, pressed down, shaken together until running over. Because, Lord God, you said that you are a rewarder of those who are obedient. And, Lord, you are not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you should repent. So if that's what you said, that's what you mean. And, Lord, that's why we thank you.
All right. Amen.
That's why we thank you, Father.
Amen.
So we love you, Father God. I want to thank you for all these beautiful servant leaders. Lord, just continue to go with all of them. Lord, continue to bless Reverend Brown and her family. Continue to bless, hallelujah, Teacher Melanie and her family, Lord God. Continue to bless Minister McGee and her family. Continue to bless Minister Tina and her family. Hallelujah. And we are continuing to pray for Evangelist Kathy and her beloved mother. Hallelujah. We just want to thank you. Hallelujah. For Mother McGee that called in. Lord God, we want to thank you for Minister Gladys. Hallelujah. We thank you for the All Nations Christian Fellowship body of believers, Lord God. We thank you for their faithfulness. We thank you for their caring. And Lord God, we thank you that they are a church that is a church of discipleship. So Lord, I just praise you now. For all of them, just continue to bless Bishop Lester and Pastor Vanessa and Mother Mitchell. Lord God, we just want to say thank you for each and every last one of them.
All of our
listeners around this world, God. Thank you, Lord God, for sustaining us and keeping us, Lord. And Lord, thank you for blessing me just to be a very small part of it all. Lord, I just give you all the honor and the glory and the praise in Jesus' holy and righteous name. Amen. And let the church of God say, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have indeed been listening to a most anointed prayer conference. And the Spirit on behalf of the Spirit Alive family of servant leaders and all of our listeners, Apostle Zeta, we once again want to say thank you to you, anointed and mighty woman of God, for your vision, and thank you for just
only
allowing
God,
the Holy Spirit to use you. You know, and you know, look, he was giving you the holy hookups, and you just went and hooked it up, and they hooked it up for the Lord, and hallelujah. Now we all hooked up. Praise him. Okay. So, on behalf of myself and all the Spirit Alive family, we pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And it is truly our fervent prayer from all of us in all nations and the Spirit Alive Network that you be transformed. Good night, everyone, and God bless you.
Night,
hallelujah, saints of God.
God.
I sure do love you.
Thank you.
Love you.
Thank you, Apostle Cook.
Thank you. Hallelujah. God bless you. Love you. Goodbye. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.